USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Congress returns from Thanksgiving break tomorrow with the task of passing another round of coronavirus stimulus front and center. House Democrats are trying to push through a broad $2 trillion plan, while Senate Republicans are pushing a targeted $500 billion bill. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they need to get some form of aid passed. Representative French Hill says a bill should have already gone through. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that one of the most important things Congress can do right now is let state governors spend the money they've already been given through the CARES Act.
And we need to get this done. We need to extend the Paycheck Protection Program for our small businesses. We need to give our governors flexibility to spend the CARES Act money that they have. And that's critical because that date ends 12/31 of this year.
Congressional leaders will also need to agree on a spending bill to fund the government by December 11th. Negotiators had hoped to be able to settle on a budget bill for all of 2021, which looks unlikely, with less than 2 weeks to hammer out an agreement before the deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Students in the nation's largest school district will soon be back in the classroom. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Sunday that the city's public schools will reopen for pre-K students on December 7th, with schools serving students with special educational needs opening on December 10th. Middle and high school students will return to in-person learning at a date yet to be determined. The district had closed its doors about 2 weeks ago as COVID cases in the city spiked. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that reopening schools is a sound strategy as far as the data is concerned. He tells ABC this week that the focus should be on keeping schools open while restricting bars, restaurants, and activities that contribute to community spread.
So if you mitigate the things that you know are causing spread in a very, very profound way, in a robust way, if you bring that down, you will then indirectly and ultimately protect the children in the school, because the community level is determined how things go across the board. So my feeling would be the same thing. If you look at the data, the spread among children and from children is not really very big at all, not like one would have suspected.
And the NFL has fined a pair of teams over violations of the league's coronavirus protocols. The New England Patriots were fined $350,000 for not following protocols during a mini-outbreak that sidelined stars Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore. The New Orleans Saints were fined $500,000 and docked a 2021 seventh-round draft pick, drawing a harsher penalty as a repeat offender. Both the team and head coach Sean Payton have been previously fined for failure to follow protocols. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.